that's happened to me before.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's impressive. I know. It's just the weather and like I'm working from home again tomorrow, which I'm super pumped about because
the weather.
Not because of the weather. The grad office was just like, oh, yeah, like the week we come back because there are no students on campus until
the 16th, I think.
Yeah. So they're just like, I don't know, pick a couple days that you want to work from home. So everybody is just staggering their days.
Oh.
I picked Tuesday and Thursday because Mike has to work and or has to go in Tuesday and Thursday. So I was going to be home.
Okay.
And we had hoped to get the cat, but
I mean, you can go into town tomorrow and get the cat.
We are. We're going after work.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I already told Pat.
Okay. Did you tell him happy birthday today?
I did. Well, I told him happy birthday when he told me he was doing his birthday dinner today. I was like, happy birthday. And he's like, thanks.
Yeah. One of the, an old bartender texted me today and asked if she could Venmo me money to put on the board for him.
Oh.
Yeah. So the roads are not as bad as I thought they'd be.
They're not terrible. I just drove
the
super
side
slow.
Streets are horrendous, mm-hmm. and the roundabouts are bad. But the highway, like
the highway's not bad.
I was going 45, and people were going right past me.
Yes.
So it wasn't horrible.
No, there were a shit ton of accidents though. Like on my way from home, on my way home, there were like two.
Oh shit! That's a shit ton.
It's a shit ton to me. It is too many. Too many.
Sorry. It's the gloomy weather.
You're okay.
And the snow. I'm ready to go to Florida.
I know. I'm so excited for you.
Mm-hmm.
Be so fun.
I packed today, and of course, I packed way too much.
Yeah.
My carry-on is, like, heaping. And we're really okay. So we're going to stay in a hotel for like 3 nights, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to a vacation rental that has a washer and dryer.
Yeah. So,
so I
you're
could
fine.
Really just bring a backpack. I could bring like 4 outfits and I'd be fine.
Yeah. When we went to the UK, I packed clothes for 2 weeks, like mismatchy clothes. And one of the hotels towards the end had a laundry service, but I Oops. Didn't use it. I was like, eh. What does it matter? What's happening?
It's Rachel. When she Snapchats me, she doesn't text because what's the point? So she'll send me like a super long video of her talking and then I'll just send a video reply back to her.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
That's okay.
It works though. And it is a lot easier than texting
like
everything.
Texting. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have a lot to say. I could see that.
Yeah. Look what else I...
God, I know. I noticed the neon coming off of your nails when you walked in.
I know. It's for sunshiny weather.
That is super fun.
I went to Ulta today. I don't know if you saw this on my hand. And it's lipsticks that will not come off. Like, I bought that one.
Yeah, like the darker one.
Like...
You're the... I can't get
I off. Couldn't... I put it on today just to see how it looked, and then I couldn't get it off. So that's
you
why
put
I'm
on... Ooh.
What?
I suppose they have, like, the little dip things.
No,
that you
no.
Kinda...
I bought it. I bought this color.
Oh, okay.
And then I...
For
when
fuck's
I got
sake.
Home... Yeah, I put the tester all over my face, and now...
I don't know.
2 weeks later, herpes.
COVID. I don't know.
What is... What's that noise?
I don't know.
Really?
We have mystery noises at our house. It's our furnace.
I don't... Well, I know that. I heard the furnace come on, but there's, like, another, like, high-pitched noise in
here. No, we're... for those of you listening, we're finally recording in our basement, our new basement. We'll see how
we
it
recording?
Works out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That was work. That was my ding-dong from
okay.
work. That's why I had to look at it quick.
We should probably...
Huh?
I said we should probably.
Probably what? Just quit?
Start talking about
things.
And I'm
trying to turn it down, but my phone was weird and it didn't turn down. And
I love your nails. I keep looking at them.
They're very pretty. Yes. We're recording in the brand new, beautiful game room.
Yes.
In Chelsea Mike's new house.
I think when Mike and I go to Disney for our anniversary, I might get my nails done.
Definitely get them done.
Disney done.
You could get them like red with white polka dots.
No. See?
No? Not that kind of Disney?
No, I don't think so.
Would you get them princess themed? Like
maybe princess themed.
Who's your favorite Disney princess?
Pocahontas or Ariel. I go back and forth. So, get a little raccoon face on my ring fingernail and then leaves.
That's pretty detailed. You'll have to put that in the notes because then they'll give you extra time.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Get your dirty mouth out of my water glass.
She's a little mini Oberon.
You lick your butt with that mouth. Get away. She's like, oh, yeah, and I'll lick your hand. Right. Okay. What are we doing? A podcast.
Podcast time.
25 minutes later, like usual.
I know. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Woodsboro. That's the town, right?
I have no idea. Sure. You know why? Because I did zero research.
Oh my God, I did some.
Okay, cool.
In Scream, which came out in 1996. It's an hour and 51 minutes. You can find this all over the place. Literally just go to Hulu, type in Scream. You'll find one of them at least because there are currently five.
We had to rent it.
Did you?
Yeah, we have Hulu too.
I'll look.
Anyway, we rented it.
It is an hour and 51 minutes. It's directed by Wes Craven.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know him. Oh, no, just kidding. He directed wonderful movies such as Red Eye, Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, and Hills Have Eyes, the original, and Last House on the Left, original, and a million others.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. It was written by Kevin Williamson. He created Dawson's Creek and Vampire Diaries.
Which, without the murders, this is basically Dawson's Creek.
Yes, absolutely. He also did the screenplay for I Know What You Did Last Summer and The Faculty.
Nice.
Very cool. This stars so many wonderful people, so I'll try to make it quick, but you know how that goes. Drew Barrymore as Casey, which kind of bullshit that she made the cover and she's in it for like 2 minutes.
But it's Drew Barrymore. That was a lot of people's complaints.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's been other movies like that too, where like it hasn't been a main character, but like a big name actor, and they're like, we'll put them on the cover.
We'll put them on the cover. Yeah, I was kind of irritated about that. Drew Barrymore, E.T., Ever After, Donnie Darko, she plays the counselor.
Greg made a good point while we were watching it. He said, what was she in between, like, E.T. and Scream? Because he doesn't remember, like, anything in there. And she was in quite a few movies. The only one that I felt like writing down was Firestarter.
Ooh, Firestarter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Neve Campbell as Sydney. She was in 54, The Craft, and all of the Scream movies except the one coming out this year.
She was in all of them?
She was in all of them.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Skeet Ulrich, I think that's how you say his last name.
Yeah.
As Billy, he was in The Craft and Riverdale. And there were a couple other, like, drama type.
I feel like I've seen him in stuff movies. Before, yeah.
Rose McGowan as Tatum. She was in all of the Grindhouse films. And Charmed.
Yes.
She filled in for Shannon Doherty after that whole drama.
Yes.
Wild. Matthew Lillard as Stu, Without a Paddle and She's All That. And I completely forgot he was in She's All That, but it made me chuckle.
And 13 Ghosts.
And 13 Ghosts, but...
Which we've done before.
We've done before, and
I've
mentioned
it. I like
it.
She's All That.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Kennedy as Randy. He was in Ghost Whisperer, the later Tremors movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did the Jamie Kennedy Experience. I don't know if you've ever watched
it. No, I haven't watched that.
It was like early 2000s comedy stuff. Courtney Cox as Gail.
Gail Weathers.
Gail Weathers. She's in Friends, all of the Scream movies, and Cougar Town. And then David Arquette as Deputy Dewey. He was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like the original, and Eight-Legged Freaks, ton of other things. I feel like I need to say this guy, even though brief cameo, Liev Schreiber as, Cotton Weary.
Yeah.
He was in X-Men Origins and Into the Spider-Verse.
And Henry Winkler's in this,
and,
too.
And, yep, Henry Winkler. One of those things. Linda Blair also plays a cameo.
Really?
She's the news reporter that's a super bitch to Neve Campbell. The people want to know. Yeah.
Wes Craven is also in this as mm-hmm. a little cameo.
As the janitor.
As a janitor, and he's dressed...
like Freddy
Krueger. Like Freddy. He's wearing this striped sweater.
And his name is Fred.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that does Ghostface's voice, because it's not...
Yeah, it's neither of them.
It's neither of the guys, was Roger L. Jackson. He does a ton of video game voice acting. Skyrim, Mass Effect,
the
Final
voice
Fantasy.
Is good.
Yeah. He also plays the elder male Sim in Sims 2.
The elder male. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
What I thought was funny about this is the intro, not it's the acting Jen. Intro, mm-hmm. where there's like music playing and then like the name of the movie comes up on the yeah. screen. And
I think it's weird.
It reminds me of like the intro to Supernatural.
Yes.
How it's just like Supernatural. Then there's mm-hmm. like the, then that's it.
Yeah.
And I thought, was it really that stupid? Like,
I don't know. I thought it was dumb.
I mean, it jumps right into it pretty quick,
it's
but
very quick.
Yeah.
Did you know that there was a time that David Arquette put Stu's house on Airbnb and you could stay in it?
I did not know that.
Crazy. He did it for the release of the last Scream movie.
Does David Arquette own that house?
No, but he worked with the owners.
Oh, okay.
He worked with the owners to get it up on Airbnb for like a couple nights and people could bid on it. And it's set up exactly how it is in the movie.
What?
The house can be found on Spring Hill Estate, which is 300 acres. They have a website.
You
it's
must have
weddings.
Read my mind, because I kept saying, oh, I'll get to it. I'll get to it. And then I never did. And you're...
I did a lot of things. Yeah. But yeah, super fun.
All right. So it starts out with Casey or Cassie?
Casey.
Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Barrymore. She's home. She's making popcorn. Jiffy Pop, which blows my mind that anyone makes that at home and not just camping.
Every time I have bought one and made it at home, I have thought about Scream. And I can count on one hand how many times that is since 1996.
I agree. I think yeah. I had a couple of them in Deer Track, like before mm-hmm. we had a microwave. And yep. we like, but I've always made it stovetop.
Yeah.
Anyway, she starts making popcorn. She gets two wrong numbers in a row. Same guy.
He has a very nice voice when it's
I would talk
psycho.
To him.
Yeah.
call three. She actually, like, entertains his, like, conversation for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He asks her what she's doing. She says, you know, getting ready to watch a movie, making popcorn. Asks what her favorite movie is. She says Halloween. Well, then they just kind of chit-chat, and he seems like normal, yeah. normal wrong number.
Yep.
This was back in the time when you could get a wrong number and just chat with him.
Caller ID wasn't really a thing.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it was. You could like, what? You could still star 69 people.
Do you remember our caller ID at the farm?
Yes, I do.
That was like mind blowing that was a thing when we
got
it.
It was like a separate box from our uh-huh. phone.
Yeah.
So like the cord came out of the wall into the caller ID mm-hmm. box, and then a cord came out of that and then went into our phone. And then from our phone, another cord came out that you talked into.
Wow. We're old. If you got a long enough cord, you could like...
You could take the phone in the other room.
Chill
get away
in the bathroom
from people.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It turns spooky when he asks what her name is. And she says, why do you want to know my name? And he says, I want to know who I'm looking at.
And then she's just like, what? And he's like, I want to know who I'm talking to.
Also, in 1996, cell phones were a thing, but not common.
No.
I don't think I knew a single person that had a cell phone in 96.
We had like a bag phone.
For traveling.
Mm-hmm.
That got like reception anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was like the emergency. I think it costs like $1 a minute or something ridiculous to use.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't a thing.
And if you did have a cell phone, it was like fucking big. Or bigger.
Well,
these... It was like the Nokia.
Yeah, this was like the first little cell phone mm-hmm. to come out, I think.
The flip phone.
The little ones I can remember anyway.
Motorola flip phone.
Yes.
Yep.
So she's talking to him. Meanwhile, the popcorn's burning. Please take the popcorn off the burner.
I don't... Yeah.
Like, what are you... You're going to burn your house down before you get murdered. Like, what... I don't know.
Parents are going to come home to an even bigger surprise.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Now, she says, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call the police. This was like a movie flaw. Maybe mm-hmm. not a movie flaw. A movie flaw to me. The killer guy on the phone says, they'll never get here in time. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Which is bullshit.
The reason I say this is because if they were in the middle of nowhere, he would not have cell service to be pranking yes. her from outside the house.
Yes, because you and I lived relatively out in the middle of nowhere.
And we had no cell service.
And we had no cell service. And the Madison Fire Department would have been there within...
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, the Madison Fire Department wouldn't have come. The police would have had
to come. The police would have come. Yeah.
So it would have been, I don't know, the sheriff's. Greg's going to listen to this and know
exactly yeah.
who would have showed up. But she looks outside, or the killer has her look outside. But before this, okay, she's also like hysterically freaking out from a prank call.
What is your notebook there?
Oh, my notebook.
Sorry, side thing. I saw like fake blood dripping. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm taking a picture of this and I'm posting it on the Instagrams.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me itch my face.
That's so fun.
And so this notebook, Scream, Miramax. Oh, look at the back of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I see that.
This is from Emma and it was my Christmas present. And she also, I don't know if it came with it or separate, but I got a little stabby knife necklace
wow.
that has ghost face on it.
Aww.
And then these little blood bookmarks here.
Is this your new scary movie notebook?
Here's the thing.
Do you want to save it?
I wish that I would have had this two nights ago so then I could have written my Scream notes.
Oh my God, there's the beautiful Neve Campbell with a cell phone.
So what I'm
going to
do is I'm going to like, oh, this is a good one too.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Some good pictures.
Kenny.
There's no pictures of the killer though. Oh, then the cover right there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, one more. Oh.
That's fucking cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So... I didn't get it in time to write the right notes in there as
That's
I'm
okay.
probably making all sorts of notes. But I'm going to fold these up and they're going to go in there like this and I'm just going to tape it and be like, Scream notes.
I love it. Okay, anyway.
I forgot to show you that.
I saw it when you came in, but I figured I would just...
Yep, Scream.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so she's like really freaking out over what I felt was just nothing, just a stupid prank call.
Yeah.
And
for now,
in Black Christmas, those prank calls were way worse.
No.
And they're just like, shut up, dick bag, and would hang up the phone. Where she's like hysterically sobbing,
yeah.
like locking all the windows.
Do you know how they got her to hysterically sob?
No, I do not.
Wes Craven would tell her stories of animal cruelty to get her to
freak out.
She told him a story about... just something she'd heard or something about an owner of a dog, like, lighting it on fire.
Oh, no.
And Drew Barrymore being a huge animal
I feel like
fan.
Anyone would have an issue with that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sobbing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you could get me to cry?
I don't.
I was thinking this.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Those stupid fucking cartoons that are all over Facebook about the little ghost kitty, going off with...
Jenny Jinju?
Yes.
Or whatever her name. She's wonderful.
I get through the first two squares and my eyes, I immediately start crying. I can't not
cry.
She
is a wonderful artist. She has an Instagram, Facebook page, Jenny Jinju, I think, with J's. She's great. But if you're an animal lover, ooh, Betty, they're tear jerkers. Anyway,
they really make me cry. The killer has her look out the window, or I should say the prankster, because at this point
you don't know
what's happening. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend, because she's like, my boyfriend's big, he's a giant football player, he's coming over.
I thought you said you didn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah,
I did. I lied.
Well, freaks out. He's outside, all beat up, taped into a chair, and she watches him get gutted.
Well, yeah, because he's asking her questions.
He
asks the second question because they play a little trivia game, as you do. And he asks, who is the killer in Friday the 13th?
And she didn't ask what part.
She didn't ask what part, and she should have, because she says Jason.
And Jason is not the killer.
Not in the original.
In the original. It's his mom.
So
she loses.
She loses. Steve is gutted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then, once again, he's kind of playing cat and mouse with her. She ends up sneaking out of the house. She thinks
she should have done that from the beginning.
You think so?
I think so.
Made a run for it?
I think she should have just made a run for it. If she had made a run for it instead of trying to, like, lock up the house and stay in the house, I think it would have been way better off.
How did running end up for her, though?
So
how did that go, exactly?
Here's why it turned out poorly. She leaves the house, right? She goes outside because he throws a chair into the side door. She's, like, standing around outside of the house looking in the window instead of just fucking bolting.
That's true, because he is in the house. Who cares?
Right.
Do you see that lawn? Nothing's going to happen to her feet in that beautiful lawn.
So she escapes. She, like, gets out of the house. But
she's going to tip that over.
She's walking the perimeter of the house, like, looking in the window. She should have just fucking bolted.
That's true. What are you doing?
I'm not going to drink any more of this. You might as well have some.
Oh, my God. This is our best podcast ever.
Quite random.
Okay. As she's running away, she doesn't make it. She gets stabbed multiple times. Her parents,
like,
come home while...
pretty gruesomely.
Yeah. I think I would have thrown the phone at my parents.
Yes.
She's on the...
She's like 30 feet away from her
parents?
Even. Not even.
She's maybe 10 feet away from them. They're coming up onto the front porch, and
dark
she's
night.
In the dark on the one side of the porch. If she would have just chucked your phone, the phone.
I mean, she probably still would have died because he had stabbed her at this point two or three times right in the
chest.
But
he didn't, like, rip all her guts out like he does in a minute.
No.
So she could have still maybe had a chance.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Billy probably would have been caught. Or Stu. You don't know.
You don't know which one it is.
You don't know which one.
This is sad, though. Her parents come into the house. They see it's all fucked up. This popcorn's on fire. Then they pick up the phone to call. They're looking for her in the house. And they can hear her on the other line, like...
Dying. Yeah.
Getting stabbed more and more.
Yeah.
Then the dad tells his wife, the mom, to go to the neighbor's house.
Run to the neighbor's house.
When she runs out the front door... the daughter is hanging from a tree dead.
Like, gutted.
Gutted. It's pretty gross.
Guts hanging out.
Yep.
You don't... Well, you do see it. Who am I going to lie?
Then you meet Sydney and Billy in the next scene. Billy sneaks into Sydney's room and is, like, trying to do stuff with her.
I fucking hate this guy.
I hate him so much. Like,
I hated
it at the time, and now it's even worse.
And now you're an adult, and you understand trauma, I think, a little bit more, and you're just like, holy fuck, Billy is a dick.
Just the gross peer pressure. oh, you're not over your mom dying yet?
A year ago.
A year ago. Like, piss off, dude.
Like, so Sid's mom was, like, brutally murdered. Murdered and raped.
Almost a year ago to the day.
Almost a year ago to the day. There was a trial. Sydney thinks it was Cotton Weary, who's in two or three of the Scream movies.
Yes.
Because he's in the second one. She ID'd him. That's the guy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Done. He's in jail. He's going to the gas chamber. All of the things. But, like, she was there when all of it happened. And so
she wasn't there when all of it happened. And that comes out later.
Okay.
He starts picking on her about, like, wanting a rated R relationship.
Or he wants an NC-17 relationship. And she's like, nah.
Yeah. He's just gross. Well, Dad is going away on a business trip. And she is going to stay with a friend of hers. And so she tells him that.
Yeah.
Dad's leaving in the morning mm-hmm. for the weekend or week.
For work.
Who knows? What's funny is if her mom, what I thought was weird, if her mom was, like, brutally raped and murdered, I don't feel like the dad would be leaving
that
the daughter
weekend?
Alone
no.
ever. Because it wasn't even a year later.
No.
I just thought that was weird. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I mean, he's got to probably travel for work, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next day at school, it was out that somebody was murdered. I thought it was weird that there was police barricades all over and student interviews. Do you think that's normal?
I think...
I don't remember anyone ever being murdered. I know there, like, in my, like, when yeah. I was in school. Like, there was a lot of other shit that happened
in
car accidents.
There might have been, like... student interviews, but I don't think the entire student body would have been interviewed. I think maybe a few suspicious kids, you know,
yeah.
devil worshipers.
Yeah, the Satanists.
Yeah.
Probably. Because it, well, this was a little bit after Satanic Panic, so.
So it wouldn't be those goth kids.
No. All the guys are making, like, jokes. It was 100% like 90s looking though, like
yes.
the clothes and everything.
It might as well have been the faculty.
Yes.
But with murderers.
Yeah. Then that's when it comes out. Sydney gets home from school and that's when it comes out that her mom was murdered. Cause it's like,
yeah,
in this small town where almost a year ago today, this and this happened.
Yeah.
Tatum, her friend, is supposed to come and get her. She's running late.
Tatum is Deputy Dewey's sister.
Yes.
And Stu's girlfriend. And
yes.
Stu and Billy are, like, best friends. And then there's Randy, who's, like, the fifth wheel all the time, who works at the video store.
I like Randy.
Just to.
Yes, to get the friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
The dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
While Sydney's waiting, she gets a prank call, and she is guaranteed thinking it's Randy. It's not Randy. She then gets attacked by Ghostface.
This was wild to me.
What was wild to me is her stunt double didn't look a single thing like her.
Not at all.
When they're wrestling around on the floor, yeah. I'm like, is this a different movie?
Yeah. So Sydney's home is, like, a beautiful home that looks out on the California countryside, like, over the town. And I feel like after what happened with her mom, they would have had, like, fucking...
security system put in.
Security system
something.
Put in.
Gotten a dog.
Done something.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Maureen, her mom, was killed in the house or not.
I don't think they say in this.
I don't think they say, no.
It's kind of implied, but not 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, when she was talking to the guy on the phone, she was just like, okay, Randy, like, whatever. And he's just like, it's funny because I'm not Randy.
Yeah.
And then she takes him serious, and I'm like, Randy could have said he wasn't.
Yeah. She is really smart, though. So she hides in a room, can't get to the phone, and she calls 911 on her computer.
Yeah.
Right as that's happening, Billy manages to pop through her window.
Well, the killer had left.
Well, the killer had left because he couldn't get into her room, and then the killer could see that she was typing 911 on her phone. So the police
were on her computer.
Or on her computer, yeah. So she knew, or the killer knew the police were going to get there. Well, then moments later, Billy climbs through the window.
Passing through the neighborhood.
Yep. He just stopped by, had no idea what was going on, and a cell phone fell out of his jacket. Odd. Dewey shows up and quickly arrests Billy.
Do you think Billy did all of this on purpose?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too. To throw off.
For red herrings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Dewey shows up and arrests him, like, immediately. Immediately he gets thrown in jail. They find the mask in the house. The news shows up. That's a big deal.
Gail and Dewey, like, immediately are, like, flirty with each other.
Well, Gail was flirty for information at first.
At first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because why not flirt with this kind of, like, nerdy, like, brand new cop, brand new baby policeman.
David Arquette took the part because he thought the police officer was going to be this hunky hero.
No.
It fits him though. It was good.
And it kind of I like how he's portrayed in Scary Movie.
Yes.
Which they just like obviously play it up because it's a comedy, a parody, but. They try to find Sid's dad. He's not at the hotel that he said he'd be at by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks it's Billy. She thinks it's Billy. At Tatum's house, she gets another call. And then the other call says she's blaming the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm. Convenient.
Convenient. And I remember when I watched it thinking, well, he could have called from jail. That could have been his call.
And he did? No, because he didn't have the voice changer.
Yes.
I think.
But she suspects that it could have been him.
Yeah.
Like later on.
Yeah.
Sid, what?
I want to say when they're like going around town and stuff after Billy gets arrested and there's like a curfew put out on the town and everything and Red Right Hand plays.
Did you think of Peaky Blinders?
I did. Absolutely. And I wrote that down.
The first time I think I heard that song was on the, I think it's on the X-Files soundtrack.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sid and Gail talk. Gail is basically like, oh, so if this is a killer, then Cotton's innocent.
Well, it's not even that. Gail knows that Cotton didn't do it.
Well, she doesn't have 100% like...
No, but she like wrote a book about the whole thing and it's getting published and all these things. She's had numerous interviews with Cotton and stuff. And apparently Sid's mom had been sleeping around with like a few guys, not just Cotton.
Yes, she had a little bit of a reputation.
She had a little bit of a reputation. And so this is when Gail is just like... No, you saw someone leave the house in Cotton's coat.
Well, Cotton's story, which he never changed, was that he must have been at the house. He was at the house.
Yeah.
Had sex with the mom, Sydney's mom, left his jacket there, got in his car, drove away. He'd been drinking while all this was happening, got drunk later on. Well, then... Sydney saw someone leave the house in his bloody jacket.
Yeah.
Well, then the bloody jacket ends up in Cotton's car. So, I just drew a little kitty on my notebook. Anyway.
But yeah, so Gail is just like, no. Like, you are putting an innocent man in the gas chamber because you couldn't ID the right person.
So they let Billy out because he can't be the killer at this point. Well, supposedly, because they got another call. Billy's super toxic and manipulative. He said that she hasn't been the same since her mother died. Okay. No shit.
Yeah.
I just completely lost
And he's just is a complete jerk to her the entire time.
Yeah. Also, the students in the school are being complete fucking assholes and, like, running around with, like, the mask on.
They would be.
You think so?
There would be. Absolutely. Yeah. There would be dickheads.
You start to talk, and then I think you're going to say more, stop.
So, yeah, there are a ton of people, like, running around with the masks and stuff, whatever. And so the principal expels anybody that has...
He expels two students. Well, then this is the principal puts the mask on.
Yeah.
And, like, looks at himself in the mirror. So you kind of think, like, oh.
There are a couple people that you kind of think it is.
Principal?
And Sydney is in the bathroom, like, going to the bathroom, and two girls walk in
talking about her mom,
and I just wanted to fucking punch them. But this is how teenagers are.
Yeah, exactly.
They talk a ton of shit. They are just like, well, her mom is a fucking slut, like Sydney is probably the killer, blah blah blah. And Sydney is like in the bathroom stall sobbing. Like, I just,
it's terrible.
Yeah,
that's so the girls leave, Sydney comes out, and then the killer's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he tries to kill her again.
He tries to kill her again.
Chases her out. Well, then school's canceled for the day. Mm-hmm. Citywide curfew after that.
Yep.
The costume is then on the news to make it even better. So it's not just like it hadn't been like out.
Yeah.
But now it's like
big Do you time. Know all of the bullshit that they had to go through to get the Ghostface costume?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was owned by, I had it written down.
Because, like usual, when we've talked about other masks and movies that are iconic, like this one, they have, like, hundreds that they go through until they find the one.
It was, like, the original mask design was owned by Fun World, which is a costume design shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dimension went to them and essentially negotiated in order to be able to use this mask, because they didn't do negotiations. They thought, okay, well, we'll just try to like create a mask that's similar, but like,
yeah,
not similar, that one. But then they all sucked. So,
yeah. I mean, it's a pretty spooky mask.
Yeah.
At this point, Sid's dad's still missing. And as people do, there's a citywide curfew, so party at Stu's house. Kind of out in the country.
Yeah, there's a party at
Big
Stu's house.
Big house in the country.
And before this, like, the movie stores happen with all of these people getting scary movies and everything. And Stu and Randy are kind of just
that's
like...
That's a little bit... That's in a minute.
Is it in a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So they plan the party. Everyone's all excited about it. Well, then that's when the principal is murdered.
Yeah.
He just, the whole school's empty after everybody took off. The principal's sitting in his office. He hears something, goes out and looks around. That's when he sees Fred, the janitor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's murdered, stabbed a bunch. I thought this was kind of a cool effect because in the reflection in his eye, you can see the mask.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of neat. Tatum then talks to Sid, this was like when they were walking home, that maybe her mom was sleeping around. Like, she needs to take that into consideration because Sydney, like, guarantees, like, her mom would never do that and had a happy family and da-da-da. And, I mean, that's, you don't always know.
You don't always know. You have this, like, picturesque image, most people do anyway, of their parents. And sometimes that could maybe not be the case.
So, Tatum, like, kind of talks to her and is like, you have to realize that maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Like, you at least have to think that's an option.
And Tatum is a really good friend to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
that's when they're at the video store and Randy and Stu have the talk, and Randy goes on a rant about how Sydney's dad must be dead and he's just a red herring, and it's Billy, and he's telling all this to Stu.
And Billy is at the movie store, like, talking to two chicks, like, chit-chatting and stuff. Yep, just like... And Randy is just like, if you had just been let out of jail for suspected murder, would you be chilling at the movie store talking to a couple girls?
It was, would you be in the horror section at the video store? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Randy's a big, scary movie buff.
Sid and Tatum are, like, going for the snacks.
Randy does say, too, he's just like, oh, yeah, they go back and forth, and Stu's like, why would you want to kill Sid? And Randy's just like, there's always some bullshit reason to kill your girlfriend.
That's true.
True.
True. Sid and Tatum are doing all the shopping. Tatum has a very good line. Billy and his penis don't deserve you. Fact.
Facts. Those are the facts.
At this point, there's a twist. I did not see it coming the first time I saw it, but I was also like 15, when,
right?
You know, 16, whatever, when I saw it. The sheriff tells Deputy Dewey that the cell phone is registered to Sid's dad, who is still missing.
Yep.
Dewey, however, drops off his sister and Sydney to this house party,
which is dumb. Which is kind of dumb. Did you notice, too, that when the sheriff puts his cigarette out, he has the same boots as the killer?
I did not notice that.
They throw a lot of...
like, little things in.
Like, it could be anybody.
Gail and her cameraman...
Kenny.
are parked outside the house.
Yeah.
Trying to get the scoop.
Yep.
I also noticed, too, that when the camera van was driving up the hill, somebody threw a giant bag of potato chips out the window.
Why would she throw a giant bag of potato chips?
Well, it was, like, empty. Like, an empty bag. Gail manages to see Dewey and flirt her way into the party. Everyone in the party,
as you do,
everyone in the party is excited, though. They're all, like, happy to see Gail because she's famous, you know, this famous reporter. She manages to plant a camera... which is super obvious. I don't know how anyone wouldn't have seen that.
I forgot. Kenny is played by W. Earl Brown, and he was in Deadwood. I recognized him, but yes.
The camera is like right directly on top of the VCR.
You would have fucking seen it.
I know. I thought that was really random. And even if you were drinking, you would notice if there was a camera.
I would notice the camera on the bookshelf there.
On the directly under the TV.
Yeah.
Tatum goes to the garage to get beer, and the door locks behind her.
Because Stu asks her to.
Yeah. Stu asks her to go get beer.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostface shows up, and of course Tatum thinks it's Randy. Like, everybody's blaming Randy for everything. Well, then Ghostface pulls a knife, cuts her arm really bad. She goes for... in their garage door, there's a cutout, like in the like car garage door. There's a little cat door, a little pet door.
In what universe is Rose McGowan
fitting through a pet door?
Fitting through a pet door.
There's not one.
There's not one.
She gets about halfway through.
She doesn't even get halfway through. She gets like a arm. Shoulder and her head through.
This is in no way making fun of her because she's fucking beautiful.
She's a wonderful person. Yes. But
like, I wouldn't look at that and be like, that's how I'm going to escape this.
And the garage, like there wasn't like a garage door that let out. It was just the garage door.
I'm trying to think if I've ever been in one like that, that didn't have a door to the outside as well.
We don't have a door to the outside.
Well then, duh, but you just can like that.
Lift one of the garage doors. Like you can lift
maybe
one.
Maybe if she, the button for the door was like by,
right
the,
by the door.
House door.
Mm-hmm.
The button for the door was by the door?
Yep.
And Ghostface was between her and the door into the house. So that was her option. The door goes up. It kills her. Now, there's safety things in place so that this sort of thing doesn't happen.
And also, nobody saw. It's a fucking garage.
And it's a big house party, so people would be coming and going. Well, I guess it's not that big of a house party. It is kind of like a their group.
There were, at the beginning of this house party, maybe like 20 people there. But then it like dwindles out, even before the principal thing.
So none of them went out to the garage to have a cigarette.
Right.
This is the 90s.
This is the, half all of those them kids. Would have
smoked. Half of them. Yes. Or at least, like, Tatum, 100% smoked.
Yes.
And, well, I guess she was the one stuck in the garage door, so there wouldn't have been anyone to find her.
No. Poor Tatum.
Yeah. Billy shows up at this point. They realize that the camera is delayed by 30 seconds. So when they're sitting in the van, whatever they're watching, and this was a good idea. It was, yeah. Made it a little spooky. Sid and Billy go upstairs. Everyone else is downstairs watching movies.
I hate everything that happens.
I hate everything too. However, this is when Randy goes over the rules to stay alive in a horror
movie.
Did
you write them?
I did.
Perfect. Love it.
No sex. No drinking or drugs. Never say I'll be right back. Those are the rules.
Yep.
To stay alive. Dewey gets a call that down the road there is a abandoned vehicle that matches Sid's dad's.
Going back to the party, at this point too, Stu is laying on a couch with like two other chicks.
Yeah. What?
You don't, he's not looking for his girlfriend. She just ran off.
Like, no, it gets mentioned because somebody asks where she is and he said she probably got pissed and left.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah, I do remember that.
And
okay.
Then without Sydney being down there as her friend to be like, oh, I'll go look for her, because girls, I think, care more about their girlfriends in that way than guys do. They're like, oh, well, whatever. They left.
She fucking bailed.
Yeah. Okay. But Sydney would have been like, oh, that's weird. Who gave her a ride home? I'm going to go look for her.
Yeah.
Dewey and Gail go check the car. They decide to walk because it's a nice night.
Country road in the fall.
Mm-mm. And she's got like super high heels on, so I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Randy gets a call that the principal was hanging from the goalpost.
Probably gutted.
I'm assuming gutted.
I imagine.
That's when the party clears out. That's when everyone leaves. Because
they're like, oh,
are like,
shit.
Yeah, we have to go down and check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
As all these cars are like rushing down this country road, Gail and Dewey jump out of the way, manage to like roll into the grass. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. And kiss. They find Neil. Neil is Sydney's dad. They find his car. And then they're like, oh my God.
They don't
go back
find
to the house.
Neil. They just
they
find
don't
his
find
car.
Neil. They find his car.
Yeah. And while at this point, this Dewey does think it's still Sydney's dad.
Yes.
Because they're like,
because
holy shit.
I mean, at this point, all the evidence is pointing to him.
Yeah.
Sid and Billy banged.
I hate everything about this.
I do too. The peer pressure is ridiculous.
Billy, essentially same character in The Craft.
Basically.
What a dick.
A dirtbag.
Yeah.
Sid, then, as they're getting dressed after the fact, which I thought was weird.
Now is the time for questions.
Let me question you about your phone call from jail.
Just would have been convenient.
Yeah. He said, what do I have to do to prove to you I'm not a killer? Immediately, Ghostface comes in and stabs him.
That's what I have to say to that.
I know. To prove you're not a killer, you could not be a fucking creep. Randy is on the couch drunk by himself.
I love him so much.
Oh, this I thought was pretty unbelievable too. So they're in the second floor. Ghostface comes in, stabs Billy. He falls down dead, supposedly. And Sydney jumps out the window. She lands back first onto a boat. Now there's a cover on the boat.
There's a cover on the boat.
But that doesn't, that's not going to take 100 and some pounds falling out of
the
window.
That's the attic, too. She falls out of the attic window.
I thought she like got down a little bit. She felt like one.
Oh yeah, like one.
One-ish story, yeah, but it's okay. A tall house, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
She falls, and I'm thinking, the canvas would have torn. She would have hit a seat and like broke her back. What if she fell on like the console of the boat? Like not the console, but like the, you know.
Yeah.
The control panel of
the
boat.
The control panel.
And then I started thinking, because this is how I am when I watch movies. I get super sidetracked in my brain. Pat's boat has the cover on it. But to keep the cover, it's got these little poles.
Yeah.
But the poles. Oh,
can you imagine?
Okay, that I thought of.
Getting stabbed.
She could have fallen on one of these little poles, and it's like a pointy tent pole. That, like, goes into the floor of the boat and then goes into the canvas. And then he does that. But then, if it's going to be shitty or rainy, or if it's going to be stored for a long time, he gets the big inner tubes,
mm-hmm.
like the big tubing tubes, and puts them on the seats and then the canvas over the top. So then, I mean, she would have fallen maybe 15 feet back first onto an inner tube, but it still would have knocked the wind out of her.
It's, yeah.
She just, like, rolled off and ran away.
And she's kind of limpy. She's a little limpy for 5 seconds.
For a second.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was a little weird. So in the meantime, Randy's drunk on the couch.
I mean,
alone.
This is when Sid sees Tatum. Also, when she gets off of the boat.
Yes.
Awful.
Randy is watching Halloween. And he's yelling at
Behind you, Jamie, which is hilarious because that's his name.
Because his name is Jamie. So he's like, look behind you, look behind you. As Ghostface is standing behind him.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty creepy. Well, they can see it all from the camera truck. So the cameraman sees this happening.
Yeah, because Sid like ran to Kenny and they're like in the truck now.
Yes.
In the van.
I thought it was cute that Gail was in her little high heels walking down the road. She gets to her phone. Kenny is dead on the roof of the van.
Did you just skipped? Like, so Kenny and Sid are in the van.
It's because it's getting to the exciting part and I can't take notes about everything.
Okay, so I'll do this part.
Okay.
So Kenny and Sid are in the van together. They see Ghostface, like, coming up behind Randy. Kenny forgot all about the 30-second delay.
Yes.
So he gets out of the van, looks at the door. The door's open. And then Kenny is just like, oh, shit, 30-second delay. So he, like, turns around, looks at the TV, and then turns around again, gets his throat slit.
Yes.
Sydney ends up crawling out the back. And whatever. Tatum couldn't go through a fucking cat door. You're not crawling through the back of a tiny little hole in the van.
Yeah. And the killer would have, like, killed Kenny.
Killed Kenny. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then just walked around the back of the van as she's trying to, like, climb through all the cables and killed her.
Yes.
Anyway.
But I think they wanted to make a spectacle of it.
Oh, yeah. They did. They wanted to make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Gail gets to her phone. Kenny is dead on the roof of the van.
Yeah, and it's so sad because, like, she runs to the van. There's, like, blood everywhere. She doesn't understand it.
Yeah.
She gets in the van. Is trying to, like, wipe the blood from the inside of the windshield. And then realizes it's on the outside.
And then she turns on her wipers and it's blood all on the outside. Which is pretty gross.
Yeah.
So then Sid was running out. And she swerves to miss Sid as Gail's driving away in the van and crashes.
Yep.
Sid runs to the house again. I don't know why. And sees Dewey. And he kind of like limps and falls. And when he falls down, he's got a knife in his back.
R.I.P. Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think.
Sid runs to the police car, gets in. Why doesn't she immediately use the radio? to call for help.
I thought she did.
She did after, like, dicking around, trying to lock the doors, and Ghostface trying to, like, get in there. Yeah. And it seemed like she would have done that before running to the house.
That, and I feel like Ghostface would have seen the cop car earlier.
Yeah.
And been like, oh, I should
do something about that. Mm-hmm. Sid then has a standoff. She gets Dewey's gun. And Stu and Randy are in there. And she's just like, stay the fuck away from me. Yeah. And gets into the... She goes into the house and shuts the door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not dealing with you. Billy... Is it Billy? Billy asks for Sid's gun?
Yeah. Because Billy comes, like, staggering down the steps. Falling down the stairs. Who fucking who?
Yeah.
Loser. Fucking... This guy...
Yeah, Billy falls down the stairs and asks Sid for the gun. He then turns and shoots Randy.
Yeah, he goes and he opens up the door and Randy comes, like, hurrying in. And he's just like, it's fucking Stu, like, whatever. And then sees Billy and is like, oh, fuck.
It's Stu and Billy.
It's a twofer.
Which was really clever.
It was very clever.
I did not expect that.
No.
Also, I was in high school when I saw this, so maybe as an adult, I would figure it out quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I would just assume it was Billy the whole time.
Yes.
And not Stu as well.
Yeah.
It turns out that Billy's motive was that Sid's mom was sleeping with Billy's dad, and that's why Billy's mom left.
Which
he uses earlier to when he's trying to, like,
oh fuck, I forgot about this. That was fucking stupid.
She's talking about her mom being murdered and he says, yeah, it was really hard when my mom left me.
And it's like, and Sid is just like, it's not even the same thing. Like,
you can go see your mom whenever you want. She's not dead. Like,
I fucking forgot about that. Oh my God.
But that's his motive.
That's his motive. Which, according to Randy, you don't need motives anymore. They're true. Incidental.
Motives are incidental. Mm-hmm. But that, I mean.
That was, yeah.
But that was a motive for their first murder. Or Billy's first murder, which was Sid's mom.
Mm-hmm. Billy and Stu.
Billy and Stu.
Fucking assholes.
Yes. They decided also that they would frame her dad. Which, how is any of this her dad's fault?
It's not. I don't know why. But I mean,
why are they framing... Why don't they frame Sidney?
That's true. It would make more sense. For it to be Sydney.
Well, even that, no. I guess they'd frame either one of them, but what's the point?
Yeah.
Because, like, Billy got his revenge
mm-hmm.
on Sid's mom.
Yeah.
An unnecessary amount of revenge, in my opinion.
Yes.
Well, then, Stu and Billy, to make it look obvious,
Which, poor Neil. Neil's just, like, laying on the floor because they pull him out.
They pull him out of the closet, and he's, like, taped up with tape over his mouth.
Yeah.
And they've just been, like, holding him.
For, like, 2 days.
For a couple days.
Yeah.
Stu and Billy decide to make it look more realistic and stab each other a few times. As they're stabbing each other, Stu gets stabbed pretty horribly. And when they turn, the gun's gone. Gail has it. She did not die in the car, in the van accident.
And
she made it back to the house.
And she's like standing there with a gun and she's just like, news reporter makes the last stand. And then she goes to shoot and the safety's on.
Yeah. Poor Gail. So they obviously take the gun away from her.
Yeah.
While all this is going on, though, Sid and her dad took off.
Yeah. They knock Gail out. She's not dead, but I think that
she's knocked out.
she's dead?
I don't know. They have other things to worry about. Stu is dying.
This whole scene was Stu.
My mom and dad are going to be so mad at me.
I think I'm fucking dying, man.
He is such a good actor.
Yeah.
I love him.
Which that line, my mom and dad are going to be so pissed at me, was all improv. A lot of his lines in this were.
They had called the police, though. So it was outed. The police are on their way. Sid.
Little Billy Boy has a meltdown.
Yes. Sid is hiding in the closet. When he opens the closet, she stabs him with an umbrella, which, clever.
Yeah.
Then he goes down. Well, then she fights Stu and tips the TV over on his head.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that would instantly kill you.
No, they were actually going to have Stu's character come back in the second one.
Oh.
But they didn't think it would fit, really, so.
Randy, even though he's shot, is still alive. He says he's happy to be a virgin.
Right. Yes.
Survive the horror movie. Billy, once again, tries to kill Sid because, of course, he's not dead.
Yeah.
And Gail shoots him.
Double tap.
Well, Gail shoots him and he goes down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She shoots him in the shoulder.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then there's a jump scare. And then Sid shoots him in the head.
Well, because Randy is standing there and they're like looking over him. And they're just, Randy is like, oh, this is when the killer comes back for one last scare.
Yes. Yeah. But then there's an additional jump scare because Sid shoots him right in the head. Right in the forehead.
Right in the head.
And then the dad like comes stumbling out. So that's the additional jump scare.
Yeah. Everything Dewey is picked up by the...
Dewey's alive.
Paramedics. He's alive. Everything's okay. Gail somehow manages to get other news people to help her do a breaking story from the house as she's like dripping blood and stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I got this. I don't need any therapy after this. It's fine. Her and Dewey end up like married.
Do they?
In the later ones or together or something. Yeah.
I did not. Well, I know I saw the second one. I don't really remember them though.
I saw the second one for sure because Sarah Michelle Gellar is in it.
Oh.
I love her. A little Buffy. But this movie is so good. The downside of it though is that it's thought to have influenced a lot of teen killers.
Really?
So there was a case in 2008, in the early 2000s, Cassie Jo Stoddard was murdered while she was watching her aunt's house. And it was two of her friends. And this was like a big murder case. I'm sure My Favorite Murder might have covered it.
Yeah,
at some point.
I heard that one.
But yeah, at home watching movies. Her two friends that killed her came over to watch movies with her, ended up sneaking down in the basement, staying in the basement, and they came up and, like, brutally murdered her and then, like, recorded themselves talking about it.
As
it's just so dumb. They're so dumb.
Was this the one that they tried to blame on Slender Man?
No.
That was another one. Those girls were younger, though. They were, like, 12, 13 years old, and they stabbed their friend and tried to blame it on Slender Man.
Mm-hmm. Because that's a thing. Sure.
I shouldn't laugh. It's like serious, but I...
This is why we don't do true crime.
I feel like there's other horror movies that would influence murders.
I'm sure.
Scream.
Yes.
But
that one with Cassie Jo is considered like the Scream murder or something.
Oh,
because they referenced a ton of horror movies and like... Scream was one of them and whatever.
I like this movie a lot.
I love this movie.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I think it's a great one. It's a great one for our 99th episode.
This is our 99th episode?
I think so.
I mean, it could be.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, yeah, because we were going to do... we skipped to do when over the holidays.
Yep.
So the next one will be our 100th episode.
We have a fun one planned.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah, so scary factor.
Scare factor. I would say a 2.
I would say a 2.
Gore, 2.5?
I would say 2.5 or 3, just because you do see guts, like, a few times. And by a few times, I mean, like, twice. Very quickly, but it's enough to,
I would still keep it at, like, 2, 2.5. Just because the stabbing is pretty fake.
Yes.
Looking. You don't see a lot of blood. I don't know.
Yeah.
It has to be pretty gory for me to go over it.
They use, like, 50 gallons of blood.
Yeah.
To do this.
Well, I would imagine, like, 20 of it was just Kenny.
Kenny or Steve. Poor Steve.
Yeah. I didn't think it was particularly gory or scary, but I did. I do really like the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good story.
I think it's good. Is it worth 6 movies? I don't know.
I mean,
the 6th one, I think, comes out in the fall or in sometime in 2023. I know it does. And it's in New York.
Scream in New York.
It's like Jason. Jason takes on Manhattan.
Yeah. Jason in Manhattan. I can't remember what one that is.
I don't know either. Anyway, that was Scream. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, please follow us on Instagram. It's /movie review, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, please check us out every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
Nice pause. All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week, and you catch our 100th episode.
Woo! Bye!
Bye!